It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews of the band that make you Jersey rock. This week, we're devoting the entire podcast to Monmouth University's student-run record label, Blue Hawk Records. The latest EP compilation, Superstition, will be available this December. The EP release show rocks the St. Asbury Park on December 2nd at 12:30 p.m. and the Woods Theater at Monmouth University on December 5th at 2:45 p.m. Joining us over the phone is Matt Skay of Blue Hawk Records. Matt, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it.
For those who aren't familiar with Blue Hawk Records, tell us about it.
So Blue Hawk Records is a student-run record label at Monmouth University. There's about 30 of us involved right now, and it's a class that we take, actually. So initially, in our first class, we learn the fundamentals of the music industry, and the following class, which is what we're in right now, we apply it to the real world. So we collect artists from, you know, students or alumni. They try out to be part of our upcoming album, and, you know, we end up with 5 or 6 really talented artists, and within 4 months, we have to create an EP and get it out there.
And the new EP coming out is Superstition. Tell us about that.
So Superstition, it's a 6-song compilation album. We have some really talented artists on there, and they're from a lot of different backgrounds, different genres. We have rock, we have pop, and we have one straight instrumental song, which is something that we haven't really dipped into in the past, but this guitarist is absolutely phenomenal, so we had to have him on the album. We have people, you know, all over the place working real hard. We have people taking on the roles of A&R, marketing. We have people running the socials, the live team, production. So everyone's really contributing as best they can, and we're really making it come together.
Sunday, December 2nd, you guys are going to show over at the St. Asbury Park. What can people expect?
The St. is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. Regular show during the day. So Sunday, December 2nd, we have doors at 12:30. It's 18 and older to enter. There's a $10 cover with proceeds benefiting the Monmouth University music program. We're going to have bands other than the 6 featured artists. We're going to have people such as Dan Amato and Sentimental Gentleman and, you know, hopefully a few others, possibly a group called the Krausers. So if you know those names or if you want to just listen to some good music, come on by. Come down to the Saint and we're going to have a lot of fun together.
Are you doing advance tickets or just at the door?
At the door.
And beyond that, you guys have a show over at Woods Theater at Monmouth University on December 5th. Is that kind of the same deal?
That's the same deal. We want to, you know, make it available for students who don't have a great mode of transportation to get to Asbury Park. And it's also open to the public, so anybody can come. That show is free at Woods Theater, Monmouth University's campus.
How could someone get a copy of the Superstition EP?
After the show at the Saint, we're going to have the album available for purchase. You can buy it online. It's also in the Monmouth University bookstore. You can buy it on-site at the Saint show or on-site at the release show on Monmouth University's campus as well.
And how could somebody find out more about Blue Hawk Records?
To find out more about Blue Hawk Records, you can visit our website, bluehawkrecords.com, and you can explore who the artists are, what songs, and their background. And you can also visit our socials at Blue Hawk Records on all handles.
We're about to do a track from Brianna Lynn called Never Get Too Comfortable. Tell us about Brianna.
Brianna is a really, really talented musician. You know, I had class with her a few times, and I never knew she was this great. She's currently a senior music industry major. She's been singing since, you know, she could breathe. She produces and writes. When she writes, she takes her own experiences, and she forms stories, and what she sings is really real. So she's currently working on her own EP to be released in 2019 as well. Anyone who's interested in her can give that a listen.
Matt Skay of Blue Hawk Records. Don't miss the Superstition EP release show at the Saint in Asbury Park on December 2nd. Matt, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you, Tom. I had a great time. Thank you.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do one of the tracks off of that EP. Here's Brianna Lynn with Never Get Too Comfortable on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. Baby. Ooh. Ooh, yeah, hey. I remember when you said you loved me. Thought everything that you said was the truth. Introduced you to my family, told them that you were the one for me. But shit, I guess I was confused. This is the last time that I ever let you try to play me like some kind of fool. 'Cause now I'm steady on my grind, it's only money on my mind, so I'm done wasting all this time on you.
chick like me. You got too comfortable and lost the only girl who gave a damn about your sorry ass, baby. Please believe me. Yeah, it's true that I'm through, and there ain't nothing left for me and you. I think it's time for you to get a clue. I tried to warn you, but you didn't wanna listen. I know the way I ride it really got you hypnotized. Cause now you tripping since I'm moving on and cutting ties. Can't nobody ever do you like I do. You still hitting my phone, so I really guess that it's true. I'm the only one that ever made you feel this way before. Got you begging on your knees, running back to me for more. Buster, baby, can't you see? You'll never find another chick like me. You got too comfortable and lost the only girl who gave a damn about your sorry ass, baby. Please believe me. Yeah, it's true that I'm through, and there ain't nothing left for me and you. I think it's time for you to get a clue. Underneath wallpaper layers cover one another, hiding each other. I'm an ugly masterpiece, and you say that I was beautiful, but now I'm suddenly. Can't take away the pain you've made, but I can build myself back
us one by one. Oh, isn't it funny that you thought you could change me? 'Cause I ain't changing, I ain't changing. Your remarks, no, they won't faze me. I ain't changing, 'cause I am proud of who I am. Said I ain't changing, I ain't changing. Your remarks, no, they won't faze me. I ain't changing, I'm proud that I love who I am. And I will never, ever lose myself again.
Megan Chase with Wallpaper on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's of the upcoming Blue Hawk Records Superstition EP. The release show rocks the St. Asbury Park December 2nd and the Woods Theater at Monmouth University on December 5th. Both are afternoon shows. Joining us over the phone is Tamir Cohen of Monmouth University's Blue Hawk Records. Tamir, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
We were talking with Matt about this earlier, about how Blue Hawk Records is a student-run record label. And part of it is a class. And I'd like to know more about that, like, because you're managing Crown Vic. How does that work, where you become a manager of one of the bands through the class?
So essentially what I did throughout the semester is along with a couple other guys in the class, I basically took care of all the publicity that we did for Shane. We had to make an EPK, an electronic press kit for him. So that's up on the Blue Hawk Records website. And so what we did basically is we promoted him, like we sent through our social media team. We did as many things as we could. Like the social media team did a bunch of different things promoting. Like we did an Instagram takeover for each of the artists. They each posted about themselves on Instagram. And we have a radio show, which I do every Wednesday night with a couple other people in the class as well. We had each of the artists on there as well. Shane came on as well. We had a very fun night that time. It's basically like running a record label at school. That's what we do.
Is this an elective course, or is this part of the communication?
No, it's a required course. It's every single music industry major has to take actually two of these classes. One, Applied Industry 2, where you do exactly the same thing as we did this year in Industry 3, in which I did my freshman year, my second semester.
How could somebody find out more about this program?
All the information's online. If you go on Monmouth University's website, you can find all the information about the music department. And also, if you go on Blue Hawk Records' website as well, bluehawkrecords.com, and you can look, you can see all of what we're doing on there. We're actually in all of the music that we put out from past Blue Hawk albums are all on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere.
What's the most challenging aspect of doing something like this?
Probably coordinating everything together, because sometimes you have misunderstandings in the class, and so the best way is communication.
It's just Monmouth University students and alumni that are part of this label, correct?
The requirements to be on the album is one student has to be a Monmouth University student. Say you're in a band and everyone else doesn't go to the school, that's fine.
So if somebody is at a Monmouth University student and maybe didn't know about Blue Hawk Records before, how could they get a hold of you? What advice would you have for anyone who wants to maybe get involved in a future EP?
I would say just check us out. Check Monmouth University out on all the social medias. You can get in contact with the chair of the department, Joe Rapola, who I don't have his number off the top of my head, but he will answer any questions at his desk. And if anyone has any questions, he's probably the guy to go to.
Tamir Cohen of Blue Hawk Records. Don't miss their record release show Sunday, December 2nd, over at the St. Asbury Park. Also an encore show December 5th over at the Woods Theater at Monmouth University. Tamir, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Now, you're managing Crown Vic, and we're going to be hearing from Crown Vic a little bit later on because we're going to have Shane on. Right now, let's hear from another artist on the Blue Hawk Records Superstition EP. This is a fully instrumental track. It's Max Adolf on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The title track off Blue Hawk Records' upcoming EP, Superstition, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Joining us over the phone is Shane Teeger of Crown Vic. Shane, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're about to rock one of your tracks from the upcoming Blue Hawk Records compilation. How did you guys get involved in Blue Hawk Records?
Well, being a student at Monmouth University, I've been told by a lot of other musicians that go there that Blue Hawk Records is a great opportunity to get your name out there, get a very professional sounding recording, you know, and it's just an awesome opportunity. I tried out once a few years ago when I was a lot younger, freshman, I think, and I did not make it, but I've practiced a lot since then. And this new band I have, you know, I'm really excited about it.
And your band Crown Vic, you guys are rocking the St. Nasbury Park on December 2nd, right?
Yep, right around 3 or 4.
What can people expect from a Crown Vic performance?
Definitely a lot of energy, a lot of fun. We all love performing. That's our favorite thing to do, is playing live for people. I've been performing since I was a little kid with my daddy's musician, so definitely a lot of energy on stage, some pretty hard rock, some grunge-ish metal type stuff, nothing too crazy, nothing too intense, but just a good time, a lot of good vibes and a lot of energy.
How could somebody find out more about Crown Vic?
Well, at the moment, we only have an Instagram page up. It's just Crown Vic at Instagram.com. We're a relatively new band. We just got together in this format this past summer, like late summer. So we're still trying to get all of our stuff together and get some, you know, EP out, a website up, some more pictures. So we're in the process of doing all that now.
You mentioned you're working on that EP. How's that coming?
It's coming pretty well, actually. We're doing a lot of practicing, a lot of writing, and a lot of experimentation stuff. It's the first time that we're really dedicating ourselves just to recording and just to making sure that these songs come out the best that they can. And so we're really, really excited for that.
And the track we're doing is Fist Fight. Tell us about this song.
In my opinion, I think it's a good, classic, strong rock song. Got a good chorus, got some good sing-along parts, but there's also some definitely some heavy, you know, guitar riffs, some dueling licks here and there that old classic metal fans can get behind, but also a good, strong chorus that I hope will stick in everyone's head and be catchy for everyone.
Shane Tigger of Crown Vic. Catch them at the St. Nasbury Park on December 2nd and check them out at Blue Hawk Records. Shane, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a great day, man.
Right now, let's do that track. Here's Crown Vic with Fist Fight on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Your brain, but is it looking like a knife fight, feeling like a shark fight, wrap your wounds in your rage, feel like a cancer, moving like a dancer, swinging into your fate, faith has gone away, left you alone, inside your brain. Inside your bones, beneath your skin, inside your veins. But is it looking like a knife fight, feeling like a shark fight, wrap your wounds in your rage, feeling like a cancer, moving like a dancer, swinging into your favor, looking for a fist fight, only after midnight, the moon will open up your cage, feeling like a cancer, moving. Run away, my friends, run away, you surely shall. Said run away, my friend, 'cause by now they surely know. Don't get the medication right or it'll eat you like a parasite. Let the chamber. Run away, my friends. Run away, you surely know.
don't get the medication right, or it'll eat you like a parasite. Let the poison enter my vein. And even if they claim you're at the other side of you is dead, feel good to go insane. And even if you play the game, the lights are on, the suits are here, into another lane.
Brown Vic with Fist Fight, a 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That, along with every song you've heard on this week's show, is off Monmouth University's Blue Hawk Records' upcoming EP, Superstition. Congratulations to the student-run record label on a most excellent release. And don't miss the Superstition EP release show at the St. Nasbury Park this Sunday, December 2nd at 12:30. It's an 18-plus show. Admission is just $10. A second show takes place at the Woods Theater on the campus of Monmouth University, Wednesday, December 5th at 2:45 p.m. Learn more at BlueHawkRecords.com and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's edition of the Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at JerseyRock at WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.